Call to order. I call to order the City of Edgewater Budget Workshop on August 11th, 2025. Roll call.
Mayor DePue.
Present.
Councilwoman Gillis.
Here.
Councilman Thomas.
Here.
Councilwoman Dalbo is excused. Councilman Rainbird.
Here.
Interim City Manager Mahoney.
Here.
Acting City Clerk Tupin present.
Item 2B, presentation, update, and citywide recap. Presentation.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. Bridget Vassier, Finance Director with the City of Edgewater. We are meeting this afternoon to review the budget workshop material from the last couple of meetings, as well as some changes that were made as a result of conversations and so forth. I want to start out by saying a huge thank you to all of the department directors and management staff. We couldn't do the budget process without an entire team. Julie does the employee budget. All of the directors do their department operating budgets, capital projects, capital requests. So it's a huge team effort and takes a team to get her done. So the workshop this afternoon, again, we're just recapping the last couple of workshops as well as some major changes since the last workshop. Within the general fund, we have a proposed budget that is balanced based on a 6.33 millage, estimated revenue of $13,396,265, or approximately 46.34% of the general fund's recurring revenue. A fire assessment is based on the $50 residential as well as the percent per square foot for commercial, industrial, and institutional. We're estimating $634,000 in fire assessment revenue for fiscal year 26 budget. The general fund staff that's included in the proposed FY26 budget includes a 6% increase in wages for all existing employees. It includes estimated increase in health and dental of 15 and 10% respectively. Staff included in the fiscal year 26 proposed full cost burden, including benefits, a public information officer at $95,000 was originally a contract for $50,000. The deputy city clerk at $80,000, an accountant for $82,000, which was offset by a finance clerk, one part-time position, three police officers and a police sergeant, three firefighter, driver, engineer, EMT positions, a Parks and Rec team lead for total staff additions of $978,969. If the SAFER grant that was before you at the past council meeting is approved, we will be back before you with a budget amendment to the fiscal year 26 budget to accommodate that. The fiscal year 26 capital outlay that is included for general fund includes police department, two police K9 SUV trucks, code half-ton pickup truck, crew cab 4x4, streets enclosed 4x4 trailer, finance four-door hatchback vehicle. Total requested included in general fund, $298,752 for capital. There's additional vehicles and equipment that are reviewed later for police and fire impact fees. General fund reserves as of 9/30/24, unassigned fund balance of $13,662,849. We have set aside charter reserves of 15% minimum, additional amount that's already included in the current year budget, a designation for fire ladder truck of $300,000. The proposed fiscal year 26 budget includes use of $2.6 million, set aside for cash flow major grants, $2 million, and estimated operating reserves at $4.3. That would leave available fund balance of $321,174. We also have the designated city hall balance of $489,133. On the special revenue funds, the CRA, or Community Redevelopment Agency, At the past workshop, we just mentioned that we would be back before you with a little more detail on the projects. We are including $100,000 for large facade grants up to $25,000, $333,591 for land acquisition, and $208,279 for streetscape. The scholarship fund has an estimated $23,000 available, additional $5,000 anticipated in donations and fundraiser. Scholarships Edgewater Children estimated $9,000 total. The Special Law Enforcement Trust Fund estimated available $50,000. We are allocating $17,950 in the proposed budget for canine and associated equipment. The Opioid Settlement Fund estimated available $56,623. ARPA Economic Impact Fund estimated $1.9 million. Always keeping in mind we have a lot of grant-funded projects that would require city matches and a lot of unknown up-and-coming. Special Revenue Transportation Impact Fees, estimated $2.8 million available. Most of that has already been identified for Parktown Road, $900,000, Air Park Road, $332,000. Future years include Kumquat Extension and Jones Fish Camp Road, $1.8 million. Police impact fees, estimated available $920,000.
Is the other mic on?
What's the number on, Bridget, what's the number on your microphone? Try it now.
Okay, everyone hear me without the loud echo? Much better. Okay. I was scaring myself here. All right, so on the police impact fees, the $920,000, we have a purchase of a police SUV admin vehicle, three police SUV trucks, Ballards for $50,000, and a heavy equipment trailer for $38,000. The fire impact fee estimated available $179,345. We have a three-quarter ton four-door pickup truck in the fiscal year 26 proposed for $87,000, and we currently have $420,000 set aside for that $2.1 million ladder truck. Recreation impact fees available $719,000 that are currently looking to be used towards pickleball phase two project in the future. General governmental buildings impact fees, $81,000 currently set aside, and tree mitigation fund has $93,591 available. Citywide debt is $32,350,897. Note last year of the animal shelter, the bond. Enterprise funds include $28,576,897. Within the capital projects fund, we have paving projects of $1 million, which is offset by $290,000 in local option gas tax. Hawks Park project fencing repairs and replacement. Hawks Park restroom upgrades, soccer complex. Rotary Park upgrades. Flock cameras at parks for $41,000. Fire hydrants at 35th and India and Tatum. US 1, $150,000. Air Park Road Sidewalk, $34,000 grant funded. Parktown Phase 2, $900,000 for transportation impact fees of the $1.9 million project. So the total capital projects included $4 million. For the enterprise funds, the fee resolution that will be before you at the upcoming Monday meeting is calling for no increase for the rates as discussed at the prior workshop. So for water and sewer, we will be delaying some of the projects, and debt has been included for some of the major projects. solid waste, we will be using fund balance as well as the stormwater fund. For the water and sewer rate plan update, in order to accomplish holding the rates flat, the five-year CIP plan was reduced by $2.9 million. Lift station refurbishment was reduced by $2 million. Emergency line repairs reduced by $250,000. Emergency water treatment plant repairs reduced by $150,000. Replacement of hypochlorite tank reduced by $150,000. Replacement of fire hydrants reduced $150,000. Replacement of sulfate tank reduced $100,000, and other miscellaneous improvements reduced $195,000. The yearly CIP projects were delayed. Fiscal year 2026 has $1.8 million of projects delayed to fiscal year 2028. Fiscal year 2027 has $1.9 million of projects delayed till fiscal year 2029. $3 million of piping projects have been delayed till fiscal year 2028. The city will be borrowing an estimated $28 million for the wastewater treatment plant, and then approximately $7.9 million for the galvanized pipe and 2-inch waterline replacements over the next 5 years. Cash reserves requirement was reduced from 32% to 25%. Water and sewer fund. Staff for the Water and Sewer Fund include two wastewater technicians at $134,000. Going back to existing staff, included the 6% across all employees. Outstanding debt for water and sewer includes $20,186,603. Capital outlay in the fiscal year 26 proposed budget includes a light-duty pickup with service body, a crew cab truck, a light-duty pickup truck. Total $190,000 in the water and sewer. In the water and sewer R&R or capital projects fund, renewal and replacement projects include a 75% grant-funded lift station refurbishments, $1.9 million. Of that $1.9 million, $1.4 is grant-funded. FlexNet smart water meter network, emergency repairs at the water plant, emergency distribution repairs, emergency wastewater plant, replace the GSR valve, originally 1992, replace surface aerators, replace ARV, and the replace anoxic mixer. So 3.7 in total projects. Of that, 1.4 again is grant funded, and the remaining 2.2 is transfers of rate funds. For the solid waste fund, all existing staff 6%, reduction of two equipment operators. Capital outlay includes a spare ASL tipper arm assembly and a one-ton stake body truck dump truck. Total request included $108,000. We took out the 25-28 yard load rear load truck, deferred to another year for review. Total outstanding debt in this fund is $4.8 million. For the stormwater fund, wage increases for existing staff of 6%, two heavy equipment operators at $135,000. Outstanding debt for this fund is $3.5 million. Capital outlay included for the fiscal year 26 proposed budget, grapple for Kaiser S8 Gator, a one-ton pickup truck, 4x4 for new crew, heavy-duty dump truck, and an enclosed cab mini excavator. So $340,000 included in capital outlay. Stormwater projects. Stormwater master plan is anticipated to be completed in December. We'll bring that back before you. No new capital projects are included in the fiscal year 26 budget. We will be carrying forward the G2 G11 canal that is funded by DEO, as well as canal armoring with CDBG, appropriations, and city matching funds. In summary, the proposed budget is based on a 6.33 operating millage on taxable value of $2,222,709,693. We have 0.1229 combined millage on voter debt service. Citywide balanced budget, $81 million. General fund, $33 million. Special revenues, $3 million. Debt service, $452,000. $4 million in capital projects. $31 million for the enterprise funds and internal service funds of $8.8 million. Reminder that the two public hearings are in September 8th and September 26th at 6 p.m. And that will be when we set the millage rate and approve an operating budget. So we are happy to answer any questions that you may have this afternoon.
Thank you. On item B, council comments and questions.
I really have the same comment that I have every time, the estimating operating reserves for 2 months and taking that out of the budget. I still think that's something that we can use if we need it. And I don't like that it's set aside the way it is in writing, but that's how it's always presented. But I just like to make that comment every time.
I just want to point out that we didn't raise taxes. We still have $1,915,346 left in state ARPA funds that could potentially be used for grant funding. We did not raise our utility bill this year, first time in quite some time that is not raised at all, I think, since Mayor Thomas was mayor in 2021. Over 300,000, it looks like, is designated in our budget in case we need that for something emergency or dire or any kind of grant funding. The one question I had, and I think this is more for the city manager, Jones Fish Camp Road and Kumquat Extension. So we're on the hook for repaving that road.
If I could have Mr. Solstice address that in more detail.
If I remember right, the developer is going to take care of 60% of it. The county's going to take care of the share, and we got to share.
Okay, that's
what I remember. That you're talking, and I forget where that comes from. But I was concerned about that too.
Gotcha.
So Jones Fish Camp Road, the transportation impact study, we had background traffic that the city was required to pick up under state law, and that amounted to about $769,000 in impact fees, and then city staff with phase 3, 4, and 5 of Lennar's project down there, and the transportation impacts. City staff are looking to acquire a lot on 36th Street to extend Kumquat to align with the transportation improvements that Lennar is doing at both the intersection of US 1 and Volca Road, and then subsequently further down, closer to their subdivision.
Okay.
But I would strongly, I think this council discussed it before, is get that road done before we start anything else. You know, that would be my opinion. I think y'all agreed with me on that.
I think we all agreed with you.
So instead of letting them do what they want to do, make them build that road first.
Absolutely.
As long as it's not more burdensome.
Do what?
As long as it's not more burdensome. Yeah.
And it looks like we have no stormwater projects in the line, but we have several that are already being continued, such as the CBD Canal Grant, 18th Street Canal, along with canal armoring throughout Florida Shores. And as soon as we have our stormwater master plan back, of course, we'll have to budget for that. But we're still going after several grant funding opportunities for stormwater. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Manager.
You're correct.
All right.
I have one. I got a rookie question. But I guess since I'm a rookie, it's okay. We have 15% charter reserves, right? And then there's $2 million you're saying is being kept aside in case we have grants and we need matching funds.
Yes, sir.
What are the criteria that the city can tap into that 15%?
So that
what
would
kind
be,
of emergency would warrant that?
Right. So that would be, you know, a management discussion item. Mm-hmm. But typically the catastrophic hurricane and you're trying to make payroll. And that's why we try to maintain a higher level of reserves, because if we had something that was extreme emergency that needed to cover just ongoing operations for a couple months, then you would have to bring back before mayor and council, if you were needing to dip into that 15%, a resolution or a plan that would replenish that over no greater than a five-year period. And again, the GFOA recommendation is a minimum of 17%, but it depends on your area as well. So depending on if you are having many hurricanes, if you have unexpected, there was a handful of items that arose during the year, such as developer agreements that just came to light that we were on the hook for. So it's always good to have a nice buffer for these types of things.
Like when Ian came through, all of that tree work we had to have done in the shows, every road had.
The $2 million is ARPA reserve. They're two separate reserves as well.
Right. I see that. Yeah. But yeah. I was wondering what the criteria to tap into 15%, because that's set by our charter, right?
Yeah.
But there are criteria. I was just wondering what criteria would rise. That's not set in stone to sit there.
I just wanted to make it clear that the $2 million, they plan to tap into if there's any kind of grant funding or anything like that available.
We have that matching.
Yeah.
And then that, just going back to the reserves and maintaining, for some of these large capital projects that are grant funded, we also have to maintain, you know, sufficient funds available to pay for them, because typically most of the grants, the appropriations and so forth, are reimbursement grants. So we upfront the cost, and it can take anywhere between 2 to 3 months, upwards of much longer. Some of the hurricanes, it could take a year or better to seek that reimbursement of expenditure out of pocket. So always keeping that in mind as well.
But if we don't have the funding up front, it never happens.
So
we'll fund it and not get reimbursed. We have to have it up front.
Oh.
So we have to be able to pay the vendors to cover the project, and then we would request reimbursement for whatever grant that is.
And some grants are different than others. Some require no matching funds. Some others do.
I like those. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are there any further comments or questions?
I have a stupid question. I know, well, how much is in the reserve fund? Can you tell me that? How much money's in this reserve fund?
For the general fund?
Don't we have a reserve? We're required to have a reserve fund?
Yeah, so we actually break that down for each of the operating. The charter requires us to have a 15% for each of the major operating. So we actually have it broken out separately for general, water, sewer, stormwater, and solid waste fund. Yes, sir.
My next question is anything allowed in this budget in case something major breaks down that we can't put a Band-Aid on? Like, let's say a lift station goes out. Are we going to have to make a budget amendment at that time, or do you have something, emergency fund, to cover that?
That's a great question. So we do have a small amount in the current year proposed budget for some emergencies. However, if there was a major emergency that wasn't sufficiently covered, we would be back before you with a budget amendment. And again, to your point, that it would be why we maintain levels of reserves. So if we had a major water pipe or wastewater treatment plant, water plant, major repair needed, or major event that occurred that we couldn't cover it within our proposed budget, we would be back before you, and hopefully we would have sufficient reserves on hand to amend the budget for that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
How is our credit rating? Are we okay?
So at the moment, based on the last update from the rate consultant, we do have a decent debt coverage. I believe it was 170 days, but please don't quote me on that off the top of my head.
But we're
okay at the moment. But they do look at all the variables of how much reserves you do have in place. You know, are you making all of your payments on time, which we currently do. So they look at many variables.
Thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
Paying us on time.
All right. Are there any further comments or questions? We are adjourned.
Thank you all for your time.
Thank you.